is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Falling out of love with Julian Assange while still being fond of WikiLeaks. Who's on first? What's on second? Justice Department seems to be the gang that can't shoot straight, and frankly, that's even a scarier thing than we thought. This time in the era of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, now departed, and what's his name that they're trying to force into his job, a random professor, Seamus Hughes, a terrorism expert, who is deputy director of the program on extremism at George Washington University, posted a messed up court filing by the Justice Department in the Eastern District of Virginia. They seem to have cut and pasted information from a potential indictment of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks into the wrong court filing for some other miscreant. Whoops. Not surprisingly, the Trumpsters have Julian Assange, WikiLeaks founder, in their gun sights, as did the Obama team, as we all remember, at least some of us recall. I'll be honest, I admired the WikiLeaks project. I've written defenses of both WikiLeaks and Assange, read books about them, tried to really understand what they were about and what he was trying to do on the edge of radical transparency. It wasn't easy to defend him. He often comes off as a Trump-level narcissist. His sexual activity in Sweden was problematic even before the hashtag MeToo movement. As an organizer, his willingness to sacrifice his organization, WikiLeaks, because of his obsession with saving his own skin rather than facing the consequences and taking responsibility was repugnant. And that's just me. Wall Street Journal notes an indictment from Special Counsel Robert Mueller that portrayed WikiLeaks as a tool of Russian intelligence for releasing thousands of hacked Democratic emails during the 2016 presidential campaign has made it more difficult for Assange to mount a defense as a journalist. Public opinion of Assange in the U.S. has dropped since the campaign, and that's likely an understatement. His role in the Russian leaks almost seemed to have been triggered by a personal pique over what he saw as Hillary Clinton's role as Secretary of State in his being ostracized and ending up in the Ecuadorian embassy since 2012. He's now sued Ecuador in yet another biting the hand that feeds him move over restricting his visitors and, God save us all, his internet access. And yet, even as Assange brings a kind of yuck to all of us now, that doesn't settle the issue of whether or not the mission of WikiLeaks should be protected for the service it brings to all of us in a weird conflict of ends justifying the means. The New York Times underscores that the dilemma came down to a question that found no clear answer. Is there any legal difference between what WikiLeaks was doing, at least in that era, from what traditional news media organizations like the New York Times do in soliciting and publishing information they obtain that the government wants to keep secret? And such organizations, including the Times, have published many news articles based on documents that WikiLeaks published starting in 2010, including tranches of logs of significant combat events in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and diplomatic cables linked by Ms. Chelsea Manning and the Democratic emails in the 2016 election that were hacked by Russia. We'll see what happens next from Justice, but the administration clearly is betting that the change of government in Ecuador may give them a chance at extraditing Assange to the U.S., and that the handling of the Russian-hacked Clinton emails to disturb the election will be a different issue than freedom of speech and journalistic protections. For the rest of us, this may be a hold-our-nose moment as we continue to support the WikiLeaks mention and distance ourselves from its founder, Julian Assange, his obsessions and excesses. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.